Welcome to the Story of America. Hello, my friends. Today we begin a fascinating journey through the history of the United States of America. This is a special lesson for listening and speaking practice, and I promise to make it easy, fun, and interesting. By the end of this series, you will know everything about America. Its discovery, its struggles, its people, and why it is one of the most powerful countries in the world today. Let's start with the big question. How did it all begin? Who discovered America? A long, long time ago, around 15,000 years ago, Native American tribes lived on this land. They were the first people to call America home. These tribes were hunters and gatherers who traveled across a land bridge from Asia to North America. They lived in harmony with nature, growing crops, hunting animals, and building unique cultures. But the story of America, as we know it, starts much later. In 1492, an Italian explorer named Christopher Columbus set sail. He was looking for a new route to Asia, but instead he landed in the Americas. This journey was funded by the King and Queen of Spain, Ferdinand and Isabella. Columbus thought he had reached India, so he called the native people Indians. However, Columbus wasn't the first European to reach America. Nearly 500 years earlier, the Vikings, led by Leif Erikson, landed in what is now Canada. But their settlements didn't last long, so Columbus is often credited with discovering America because his journey brought European attention to the continent. The European rush after Columbus, more explorers came from Europe, Spain, France, England, and other countries sent ships to claim land in the New World. Spain focused on South and Central America, where they found gold and silver. England and France started building colonies in North America. These European settlers brought many changes to the land and its people. They introduced new foods, animals, and technology. But they also brought diseases, which sadly killed many Native Americans. This was the beginning of a very complex and painful relationship between the settlers and the native people. The first colonies. In 1607, England established its first permanent colony in America called Jamestown in Virginia. The settlers faced many problems, harsh winters, disease, and lack of food, but they survived. Soon, more colonies were formed, and people from Europe began moving to America for a better life. One of the most famous groups was the Pilgrims, who came to America in 1620 on a ship called the Mayflower. They were escaping religious persecution in England and wanted freedom to worship as they wished. They landed in what is now Massachusetts and celebrated the first Thanksgiving with Native Americans who helped them survive. Why was America so important? By the 1700s, America became a land of opportunity. People came from all over Europe because they believed they could find freedom, land, and a new life here. But this new beginning wasn't easy. Different countries were fighting for control of America, especially England, France, and Spain. By the 1700s, there were 13 colonies along the east coast of what is now the United States. These colonies were divided into three regions. 1. New England colonies, like Massachusetts and Connecticut. These colonies were known for their forests, fishing, and small farms. People here often worked together as communities. 2. Middle colonies, like New York and Pennsylvania. These colonies were known as the breadbasket because they grew lots of wheat and grain. There were also many different cultures and religions here. 3. southern colonies like Virginia and Georgia. These colonies had large farms called plantations, where crops like tobacco, rice, and cotton were grown. Much of the hard work on these plantations was done by enslaved Africans, which was a tragic and cruel part of America's history. Life in the colonies. Life in the colonies wasn't easy. People had to build homes, grow their own food, and survive harsh winters. Families worked hard, and children often helped their parents on the farm. Schools were rare, and only a few children learned to read or write. But the colonies were also full of hope. People came here because they wanted religious freedom, land, and opportunities they didn't have in Europe. Some colonies, like Pennsylvania, were even founded as safe places for people of all religions. Conflict with Britain. Even though the colonies were in America, they were still ruled by Britain. The King of England, King George III, made the laws for the colonies, and the colonists had to pay high taxes to Britain. The colonists started to feel angry. They didn't have any say in the British government, so they said, "No taxation without representation." This means they didn't want to pay taxes unless they could have a voice in making the laws. One famous example of this anger was the Boston Tea Party in 1773. Colonists dressed up like Native Americans snuck onto British ships and threw boxes of tea into the water. They were protesting a tax on tea. The road to independence. By the mid-1700s, the colonists were tired of being controlled by Britain. They wanted to be free to make their own laws and decisions. In 1775, a war began between the colonies and Britain. This was called the American Revolution. The colonists were led by brave leaders like George Washington, who became the commander of the American army. Another important figure was Thomas Jefferson, who wrote a very famous document called the Declaration of Independence. This document, written on July 4, 1776, declared that the colonies were no longer part of Britain. It said that all people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This was a bold move because it meant the colonies were now at full war with one of the most powerful countries in the world. The war was tough. The British Army was big, well-trained, and had lots of weapons. The American colonists were farmers, shopkeepers, and regular people with little training. But they had something important, a strong belief in freedom. They received help from France, which provided soldiers, weapons, and ships. After years of fighting, the Americans finally won an important battle in Yorktown, Virginia, in 1781. 2 years later, in 1783, Britain officially recognized the United States of America as an independent country. The United States is born after the war. The leaders of the new country wrote the Constitution, which is a set of rules for how the country should work. They also elected George Washington as the first president of the United States in 1789. This was the beginning of a new country built on the ideas of freedom, equality, and democracy. However, these ideas didn't apply to everyone at the time. Enslaved people, women, and Native Americans were not treated equally, and it would take many years of struggle to make progress toward true equality. Now that the United States of America was born, it was time to grow. But this growth wasn't simple. It involved new opportunities, difficult challenges, and a dark chapter in American history, slavery. The expansion of the United States. After the War of Independence, the United States was still small. It was made up of just 13 states along the East Coast, but Americans had big dreams. They wanted to expand westward and explore the vast lands of North America. In 1803, something extraordinary happened. President Thomas Jefferson bought a huge piece of land from France. This was called the Louisiana Purchase, and it doubled the size of the United States. This land stretched from the Mississippi River to the Rocky Mountains and opened up endless opportunities for farming, trade, and exploration. To learn more about this new land, Jefferson sent two explorers, Lewis and Clark, on a journey. With the help of a Native American woman named Sacagawea, they traveled across rivers, mountains, and plains, mapping the land and meeting Native American tribes. The push westward. The idea of moving west became known as manifest destiny. Many Americans believed it was their destiny, or fate, to spread across the entire continent. Families packed their belongings and traveled in covered wagons to find new homes in the West. They faced many dangers, like harsh weather, wild animals, and difficult terrain. However, this expansion wasn't fair to everyone. Native American tribes were forced off their lands and pushed onto reservations. This led to many conflicts and a deep sense of loss for the native peoples, whose way of life was forever changed. The rise of slavery. As America grew, so did its economy. The southern states became wealthy because of large plantations that grew crops like cotton and tobacco. But this wealth came at a terrible cost. The plantation owners used enslaved Africans to do the hard labor. These enslaved people were kidnapped from their homes in Africa and brought to America under horrifying conditions. Slavery was a brutal system. Enslaved people were treated as property, not as human beings. They worked long hours in the fields, often under the scorching sun, and lived in terrible conditions. Families were torn apart, and enslaved people had no rights or freedom. A divided nation. By the mid-1800s, America was divided into two regions with very different views on slavery. The North. Most people in the North believed slavery was wrong. They wanted to end it and give everyone a chance to live freely. Many Northerners worked in factories or owned small farms, so they didn't rely on enslaved labor. The South. The Southern economy depended on slavery. Plantation owners argued that their wealth and success would collapse without enslaved workers. This disagreement grew stronger and stronger. People in the North and South started to feel like they were living in two completely different countries. Many brave individuals fought against slavery. Some of the most famous were the abolitionists, who worked to end slavery in America. One of the most inspiring figures was Harriet Tubman, an escaped slave who became a leader in the Underground Railroad. This wasn't a real railroad, but a secret network of people and places that helped enslaved people escape to freedom in the North. Another important figure was Frederick Douglass, a former slave who became a powerful writer and speaker. He shared his story with the world and showed the horrors of slavery through his words. Books also played a big role. A woman named Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote a novel called Uncle Tom's Cabin, which showed how cruel slavery was. This book made many people in the North realize they had to take action. The Road to War. By the 1860s, the tension between the North and South reached a breaking point. The Southern states wanted to keep slavery, while the Northern states wanted to stop it. In 1861, the Southern states decided to leave the United States and form their own country called the Confederacy. This started a terrible conflict called the Civil War. The Civil War wasn't just about slavery. It was also about whether the United States should stay united as one country or split into two. However, slavery was at the heart of the conflict. President Abraham Lincoln, who led the North, believed in keeping the country together and ending slavery. The Civil War begins. The Civil War was one of the darkest times in American history. It lasted from 1861 to 1865 and caused immense suffering. Soldiers fought bloody battles, families were torn apart, and entire towns were destroyed. But the war also brought hope for change. In 1863, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which declared that all enslaved people in the Confederate States were free. This was a turning point, but true freedom wouldn't come until after the war ended. In 1865, the North won the Civil War. The Southern states rejoined the United States, and slavery was officially abolished with the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. This was a huge step forward, but the journey toward equality was far from over. Formerly enslaved people, now called African Americans, faced many challenges. They were free on paper, but they still dealt with racism, poverty, and unfair laws. This period of rebuilding the country after the war was called Reconstruction, and it was a difficult time for everyone. With slavery abolished, millions of African Americans were finally free. But freedom wasn't easy. Many stayed in the South working on farms for very little pay. Others moved to cities in the North, hoping for better opportunities. During Reconstruction, the U.S. government passed new laws to help African Americans. The 14th Amendment gave them citizenship, and the 15th Amendment gave African American men the right to vote. For a short time, African Americans even held political positions and started schools. However, there was a strong backlash. Many white Southerners didn't want African Americans to have equal rights. They created unfair laws called Jim Crow laws to keep black people separate and unequal. This period was full of struggles, but it also marked the beginning of a long fight for civil rights. During the late 1800s, America experienced a massive transformation. This period is called the Industrial Revolution. What was the Industrial Revolution? The Industrial Revolution was a time when machines and factories changed the way people worked and lived. Instead of farming, many people began working in cities, building railroads, making steel, and creating new inventions. Electricity. Thanks to inventors like Thomas Edison, electricity became widely available, lighting homes and powering machines. Telephone. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, making communication faster and easier. Railroads. Railroads connected the country, making it possible to travel and trade across long distances. These inventions created new industries and jobs, but they also brought challenges. Factory workers often worked long hours in dangerous conditions for little pay. Many were immigrants who came to America hoping for a better life. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, millions of people from Europe, Asia, and other parts of the world immigrated to America. They came through places like Ellis Island in New York, where they were checked for health and allowed to enter the country. These immigrants built railroads, worked in factories, and contributed to America's growth. But they also faced discrimination and poverty. Despite the challenges, they held on to the idea of the American dream, the belief that anyone could succeed in America with hard work and determination. During this time, America continued to grow. The government encouraged people to move west by giving them free land through the Homestead Act. Settlers built farms, towns, and railroads, turning the West into a thriving part of the country. but this expansion came at a cost. Native American tribes lost their land, and many were forced to live on reservations. The famous battle at Little Bighorn, where Native American leaders like Sitting Bull resisted U.S. forces, showed how deeply they fought to protect their way of life. By the early 1900s, America had grown into one of the largest and richest countries in the world. Its factories produced goods that were sold across the globe, and its military became stronger. The Spanish-American War, 1898, one important moment in America's rise to power, was the Spanish-American War. This war began when America supported Cuba's fight for independence from Spain. After winning the war, America gained control of territories like Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines. This marked the beginning of America's influence around the world. While America was growing richer, many workers were struggling. Factory jobs were hard and unsafe, and children were often forced to work instead of going to school. To fight for better conditions, workers started forming unions. Unions demanded fair wages, shorter work hours, and safer workplaces. Leaders like Eugene V. Debs became champions for workers' rights. One of the most famous events during this time was the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in 1911, where many workers, mostly women, died because of unsafe working conditions. This tragedy led to stronger workplace safety laws. As America grew, African Americans continued to fight for equality. Leaders like Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois had different ideas about how to achieve progress. Booker believed in education and hard work, while Du Bois believed in demanding immediate rights and equality. Their efforts laid the foundation for the civil rights movement, which would come decades later. In 1914, World War I began in Europe. At first, America stayed out of the war, but in 1917, it joined the fight to help its allies like Britain and France. America's involvement in the war showed its growing power. After the war ended in 1918, President Woodrow Wilson helped create the League of Nations, an early attempt to bring countries together to prevent future wars. By the 1920s, America was booming. This period, called the Roaring Twenties, was a time of excitement, new music, like jazz, and progress. Women gained the right to vote with the 19th Amendment, and cities grew rapidly. But not everything was perfect. Many African Americans moved north during the Great Migration, hoping for better opportunities, but they still faced racism and segregation. The Great Depression, America's toughest time. The 1920s were a time of fun and excitement in America, but by the late 1920s, things began to fall apart. What caused the Great Depression? Stock market crash. In 1929, the stock market crashed. Many people lost their money and businesses went bankrupt. Unemployment. Millions of people lost their jobs. Families struggled to buy food and pay rent. Bank failures. Banks ran out of money and people lost their savings. This time was called the Great Depression, because it was the worst economic crisis in American history. People stood in long lines for free food, called bread lines, and many became homeless. How did America survive the Great Depression? In 1933, a new president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, FDR, took office. He created a series of programs called the New Deal to help people and rebuild the economy. Jobs programs. The government hired people to build roads, schools, and bridges. Social Security. FDR started Social Security, which gave money to older people who couldn't work anymore, banks and farms. New laws helped banks and farmers recover. FDR gave hope to Americans through his fireside chats, radio talks, where he explained his plans in simple language. In the 1930s, while America was recovering from the Great Depression, trouble was brewing in Europe and Asia. Germany, led by Adolf Hitler, was trying to take over Europe. In Asia, Japan was invading other countries. Why did America join the war? At first, America stayed out of World War II, which began in 1939. But on December 7, 1941, Japan attacked a U.S. naval base in Hawaii called Pearl Harbor. This attack shocked the nation, and the next day, America declared war on Japan, Germany, and their allies. The home front. Americans worked together to support the war. Factories made weapons instead of cars, and women like Rosie the Riveter worked in jobs that men had left to join the army. D-Day. In 1944, American and Allied forces landed in Normandy, France, to push back German forces. This was a turning point in the war. Victory in Europe and Japan. In 1945, Germany surrendered. Later that year, the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, ending the war. World War II made America one of the most powerful countries in the world. Its economy was strong, and its military was unmatched. After World War II, the world was divided into two main powers. One, the United States, which believed in democracy and capitalism. Two, the Soviet Union, USSR, which believed in communism. This rivalry was called the Cold War because it wasn't fought with weapons, but with ideas, technology, and influence. The space race. The US and USSR competed to explore space. In 1969, the US became the first country to land astronauts on the moon. The Cuban Missile Crisis. In 1962, the world came close to nuclear war when the USSR placed missiles in Cuba, just 90 miles from the U.S. After tense negotiations, the crisis was resolved peacefully. The Berlin Wall. The USSR built a wall dividing Berlin, Germany into East, Communist, and West, Democratic. The wall became a symbol of the Cold War. While America was growing stronger, it still had deep problems, especially racism and inequality. African Americans, inspired by leaders like Martin Luther King Jr., fought for their rights in the 1950s and 1960s. Brown versus Board of Education, 1954. This Supreme Court decision ended segregation in schools. Montgomery Bus Boycott, 1955. After Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus, African Americans boycotted buses to protest segregation. March on Washington, 1963. Over 250,000 people gathered in Washington, D.C., where Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. The civil rights movement led to important laws like the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which banned discrimination based on race, and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which protected the right to vote. By the 1970s and 1980s, America was a global leader in science, technology, and culture. It continued to face challenges like the Vietnam War and economic struggles, but it also achieved great progress. Why is America so powerful today? 1. Diverse population. Immigrants from all over the world bring talent, culture, and innovation. 2. Strong economy. the U.S. is a leader in technology, business, and education. Third, military power. America's military is one of the most advanced in the world. Four, cultural influence. American movies, music, and fashion are popular worldwide. Welcome to the final part of the story of America. In this part, we will talk about the modern era, how America became a global leader, its culture, diversity, and the challenges it faces today. Let's dive in. America is known as one of the most powerful and influential countries in the world. Let's explore why. Economy. America has the largest economy in the world. Its companies like Apple, Google, and Tesla lead in technology and innovation. Military power. America's military is not just large, but also highly advanced, with bases and alliances around the world. Diplomacy. The U.S. works with other countries to solve global issues like climate change, security, and trade. America's movies, music, and fashion are famous everywhere. Hollywood. American movies dominate theaters worldwide. Characters like Spider-Man and Wonder Woman are loved by all. Music. Artists like Michael Jackson, Beyoncé, and Taylor Swift are global icons. Food. American fast food, like hamburgers, pizza, and fried chicken, is popular in almost every country. One of America's greatest strengths is its diversity. People from all over the world live in America. They bring their languages, food, traditions, and ideas, making America a beautiful mix of cultures. This diversity is celebrated in festivals like Thanksgiving, 4th of July, and multicultural events where people share their traditions. America is often called the land of opportunity because people believe they can achieve anything here with hard work. This belief is called the American dream. Immigrants. Many people come to America for a better life. They work hard and contribute to the country's success. Inspiration. Stories of immigrants achieving success inspire the world. Even though America is powerful, it faces challenges just like any country. Racism. While progress has been made, racism still exists in some places. The fight for equality continues. Income inequality. Some people are very rich, while others struggle to make ends meet. Healthcare in America is expensive. Many people worry about paying for doctor visits and medicines. America is working to reduce pollution and use clean energy like solar and wind power. But it is a big challenge. Sometimes Americans disagree about how to solve problems. This creates tension between different political groups. America plays a big role in addressing global issues. Innovation. American scientists and engineers work on solutions for climate change, diseases, and space exploration. Education. Universities like Harvard and MIT attract students from all over the world. Helping others. The U.S. sends aid to countries facing disasters or conflicts. America's future is full of possibilities. Young leaders. Young Americans are passionate about making the world better. They work on issues like equality, technology, and the environment. Technology. From artificial intelligence to space exploration, America leads the way in creating the future. Unity in diversity. As America continues to celebrate its diversity, it will grow even stronger. Why is America so inspiring? Freedom. People admire the freedoms Americans enjoy, like the freedom to speak, worship, and dream big. Resilience. Despite facing many challenges, America always finds a way to overcome them. Innovation, America's ability to create and innovate, inspires the world. America is not perfect, but it is a country built on hope, dreams, and hard work. Its history shows that struggles can lead to growth and that diversity makes a nation stronger. This concludes our journey through the history of America. From the first explorers to the modern era, America's story is one of resilience, courage, and dreams. As we've seen, America has gone through many changes, from being discovered by explorers to becoming a powerful nation. But the journey doesn't stop here. America's future is still being written by its people, who continue to dream, innovate, and fight for a better tomorrow. The world looks to America for leadership, creativity, and hope. Young people today are focused on making things better, fighting for equality, protecting the environment, and creating new technologies. As new challenges arise, America will face them with the same strength and determination that built the country. America is a place where dreams can come true, no matter where you come from. The history shows us that with hard work, hope, and courage, anything is possible. The future of America is bright, full of possibilities, and it's up to all of us to make it even better.